The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Kwe, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. Now, income inequality here fell to its narrowest in almost two decades after income for the bulk of households rose by up to 5.6%, while those in 90th to 100th percentile saw their incomes grow by just 0.4%. Income inequality is measured by the Gini coefficient from 0 to 1, with 0 being most equal. And according to the Key Household Income Trends Survey, the Gini coefficient fell to 0.452 last year, the lowest since 2001. Government transfers and taxes reduced it further to 0.398. And to help us make sense of the findings, I'm joined by correspondent Yuan Xin. So Yuan Xin, households in the first to 90th percentile income group saw real income growth of 3.5 to 5.6%, but those in the top 10% saw theirs increase by just 0.4%. So the difference in income between those two groups has narrowed. But what factors contributed to this?
So I think it's a combination of long-term structural changes as well as a weakening economy. So you can look at it from two aspects. Over the past decade, right, the income of the bottom 10% income group has actually grown by 43 to 50%, whereas the income for those in the top 50% has dropped by 30 to 43%. So on one hand, you have one group that has seen a wage increase, and on the other part, you know, they seem to have been more affected by a slowing economy. And experts have also flagged that, you know, because this group of high income earners, right, they could be people like PMETs or people in administrative and managerial positions, right? And this group is more vulnerable to being affected, you know, when there's an economic downturn, for instance. And the wage increase for this group has also been slower than that for the low income group, where, you know, we've seen some progress in government schemes such as the progressive wage model, which does set a minimum wage, that floor that these people must meet. Whereas if you look at the group of PMETs, for instance, there isn't really such a protection for this group.
Right. So the Gini coefficient fell from 0.458 in 2018 to, like I said earlier, 0.452 last year. That's a difference of 0.006. So would you consider this significant or insignificant?
I mean, I think when you just look at it on a year-on-year basis, it may not be seen as such a huge difference because, you know, it's just a small percentage of the overall figure. But if you look at the trends over the past decade, right, I think the Gini hit a high of 0.47 something in 2007, right? And over the past decade, this figure has been going down. So if you look at the broader trend, you can say that there has been some significant progress in addressing, you know, inequality, for instance. But I think more also needs to be done to you know, figure out if this is something that is actually good for Singapore in the long haul, in the sense that this trend over the past 10 years could also be due to experiencing slower economic growth.
Right now, many sectors are suffering from the coronavirus outbreak and the situation remains uncertain. We don't know when the economy will pick up. So do you think the income gap will widen again this year?
Yes, Olivia, yeah, I agree with you that, you know, it's really hard to tell at this point whether this trend will continue because of the shocks to the economy that have happened because of this virus. And also, if you look at sectors where that have been hit the hardest, right, like the services and restaurants, this is where you will see a large proportion of low-wage workers as well. So even though they have seen wage increases over the past 10 years, if people get retrenched or, you know, if businesses have to close, then that's where you would see that the income trends may not continue to maintain at the rate that they are right now.
Well, did any of the other survey findings surprise you today?
So one thing that's interesting is that the overall household income, it slowed from 2.6% to 1% this year, right? But actually, if you look at the household per capita income, it hasn't like dropped by that much. I think, in fact, it has increased from 3% in 2018 to around 4%. So I think that we asked about this at the briefing today, and what they explained was that, well, because household sizes have also dropped over time, right? So even though, you know, the overall income that households may be earning has slowed in terms of its increase, because you have less people in one household, there's, you know, less people that you need to provide for. So it's better to look at the per capita measure if you want to, you know, assess whether there's been change in this aspect.
Right. Well, thanks so much for your insight, Yuan Sin. It was reported that income inequality in Singapore dropped to its lowest in 2 decades. Singapore families also earned more from work per person last year, and you can read all about it at StraitsTimes.com.